And of course, Trump, well, miraculously he lived. And I don't care what you think about Trump, but I am so grateful that he was not killed. Can you imagine what would be going on in our country right now had President Trump been killed? That is absolutely something that we would all be suffering under right now. It would be horrible. And the reason we're having this event on September 7th is to make sure that, in a way, in a sense, that the sheriffs have President Trump's back and that we also are prepared for what November 6th will look like. Folks, I want to ask you the same thing I'm asking other big donors who are mostly turning us down. And I'm asking them, and I want you to ask any big donors that you know, ask anybody, do you want us to have this conference? I've had a sheriff from North Dakota tell me that he's going to be there no matter what. And he is saying, you better have me on the list because I want to be there. And then we're having others that are still hiding. But I want to know from all of you, do you think we should have this conference? Is it worthwhile? I am in the middle of developing the new Declaration of Independence, not of independence, basically the declaration of putting the federal government on notice that these are the horrible things that you've done. And the sheriffs are going to say, you're not doing that in my county anymore. And just as Sheriff Malema was saying in his interview and answering those questions, he said, I'm going to send a letter to these agencies, these three-letter alphabet agencies, and I'm going to put them on notice that they're not going to be doing a few things in my county. Folks, do you want us to have 525, 1,000? Whatever we get there, do you want us to have that conference? And then we'll mail those out to the rest of the sheriffs. But I believe the sheriffs that attend that conference are going to be rubbing shoulders with each other. And they're going to see in person, they will feel this, they will see this, and they will have the evidence of what the federal government has been doing to destroy our country, and that they are the greatest threat to our country, and that we unite the sheriffs and putting the federal government on notice. Do you want us to have it? If you do, we need your financial support. And I'm getting all sorts of yeses and go for it. Whatever you can do to support us, we need. My wife and I have already donated more than we've ever donated to any other cause. More to this. Bill Mitchell has already donated not just a few thousand dollars, but a lot. He's the deputy director out here in Florida, and I'm at his home right now. He opens up his home to me, and this is the fourth time he's had me out to Florida this year. So when I came into his home and into the guest bedroom, I said, home sweet home. Folks, we need some big donors to step up. And so far, I've been really disappointed in a few of them that I thought would really back us up on this. But we're going to keep raising as much as we can, and we're going to have as big a conference as we possibly can financially. So it's going to happen.